Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome to Thursday night with Jean and Mary, open mic night. I'm telling you what, folks, I am so stoked because Jean and I don't usually talk for an hour together. We talk for 15 minutes and say bye-bye, and that's it.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
So tonight is, and if y'all don't want to hear just Jean and Mary going at it for whatever happens, give us a call. 516-418-5651. And it was a strange day. Stuff was happening in the universe. I don't know. But I love, Jean set up tonight's show. Jean is taking I should probably just shut up and let Jean do it. I think I will. Go for it, Jean. Tell them what's happening.
What?
What? Gene is taking a stronger stance with Be Unique Radio.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're growing really big and fast, and so now I'm going to have to get off my duff and quit just letting Mary do all the work because the work's piling up. So I'm going to jump in and start doing more of the work, and that way we can do more and more and more. So it's going to be good.
When he told me yesterday or this morning or whatever that he was going to be doing more for me for this show, I said, great. Our guest is not going to be able to make it tonight, and she's going to have to reschedule. She's been on our show before, Tanya Toole, and she's with holdingouthelp.org. I'd love for everybody to check it out. She works with people who are in polygamous marriages, and she helps them get out of the organization if they want to. She doesn't, you know, she just waits for them to show up, and then she helps them acclimate into normal society. If a woman or a man or even a older, you know, a child of what do you call them, majority age, if they are wishing to get out of the organization they're in, this is in Utah, then she will help. She'll give them all the help and support they need. But she was unable to make it tonight, just had a little confusion on the calendar. So when we found this out, I told Jean, I said, looks like we're going to have open mic night tonight. And what was it you texted? Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
So I said, well, how about you go ahead and set the show up? And I want to read you what he said. I thought it was funny. It made me laugh out loud. Mary and Jean are old people talking about the adventures of applying for Social Security benefits on a completely unscripted show. And it is. It is totally unscripted. Call us if you don't want to hear us talking about old people stuff.
Please,
the number,
give
Jean?
Give us a call. Yeah, give us a call. Join the show, 516-418-5651. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We want to hear, she said, we're talking about Social Security as a springboard. I'm getting ready
to
apply for mine.
Did you?
No, I'm getting ready to pretty soon at some point.
You're not
so I can figure
enough,
out when
you?
It is. No, not yet, but the problem is they kept changing it all my life, so now I'm getting close. I keep chasing it up there, and I don't know.
Well, I think you have to be 62 in order to apply. Mm-hmm. I'm a little older than that. I waited on purpose. I wanted, because the thing is, it's interesting. I heard a lot of people, a lot of my peers, when they hit 62, I'm applying for Social Security now. And I waited. I wanted to wait until I felt secure enough to just apply. You know, that's a big step. It's a rite of passage if you think about it. And the first thing I told my husband was, oh, my God, I'm an old woman. I am old. I admitted it. I applied for Social Security. I will be getting a check in the mail, which beats not getting a check in the mail.
Yeah.
And as one of the founders of Be Unique for the last 3 years, I've gotten no checks in the mail. So, you know, Be Unique is doing okay. Be Unique could use more money, because then if Be Unique gets money, then we can afford to hire people like me to run the podcast or to edit the magazine or to be the executive director or to be the bookkeeper, which I am that and then some. And we can hire Jennifer to be our creative director or our production, our producer for all these films that we're doing. And we could hire Gene to manage all of the on-the-road stuff. And we could hire Lynn to be the whatever it is, to the casting director. And
What I want to do, Mary, is I want to get my ultimate goal is to have you and me and Jennifer and Lynn all together, and we do like about a 45-minute meeting in the morning, and we go ahead after that and just supervise all the different areas, because our staff is going to be so huge, because our unique is getting so huge, we're not going to have time to do anything but keep track of everything going on.
That's right.
And then after that,
I want to hire an intern coordinator. And another person to manage the writers, another person to manage the photographers. I mean, there's so many things, so many areas. Mm-hmm. But it was sobering to apply for Social Security. And I found out, you know, one of the reasons, you know, you get a Social Security statement or a statement of earnings in the mail. And they'll tell you, if you retire at age 60, and I'm just going to use generic numbers. If you retire at the age of 62, you're going to get $100 a month. If you wait until you're 65, you'll get $110 a month. If you wait until you're 70, you'll get $150 a month. They make the numbers look really great. And so when my oldest brother asked me if I was drawing Social Security, I said, oh, no, I'm waiting until I'm 70 to draw on, to retire. He said, Mary, do it now. You might not live to see 70. And that's because his wife died at 69. And she was always waiting to draw Social Security when she was 70, so she would get more.
Right.
And what I found out after I did the math, if you wait 5 years to draw Social Security, or 3 years, from 62 to 65, those 3 years, okay, maybe you're only getting $100 a month. I mean, I'm sure you'll get more than that if you didn't work for a lot of people who paid cash. But if you paid your Social Security, you're going to get more than $100, but that's just an easy number. So if you're going to get $100 for a year, that's $1,200. And if you do it for 3 years, $3,600. But if you wait until you're 65 and you get $110, well, that's only $10 more a month. So that's 120 times 3, $360 more. But compare that to the 3 years that you could be making money. And you're not making money. This is money you've already paid in. This is your money. So my brother convinced me that I should go ahead and apply. I honestly kept forgetting, because I forget how old I am. In my mind, I'm still 17. In my spirit, I'm only 4. But my body, oh my gosh, my body says, baby, you are 66 plus. You are way older than you need to be.
Older than you need to be. I love it.
Well, I am. And
well,
you know
and
we have a caller, Gene.
Awesome.
It's Daisy.
Daisy.
Hey, Daisy.
Daisy,
how you doing?
Daisy Blum. Bookart. How are you, Daisy?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Awesome.
We're even doing better now that you're on the line.
Yeah.
I'm excited to finally be able to join you guys.
Yeah. So, you know, Gene and I are talking about what it's like to be old. And
I'm starting to feel it now that I'm 42.
Oh, please, child. You know, I was 40. I'll give y'all a little dose of Mary's TMI. I was 42 when Curtis and I started our life together in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of a wild ride for me. That was after 25 years of marriage. I left my ex, lived on my own for a while, started dating, dated Curtis for almost a year before we actually started a life together.
Yeah.
So 42 was a good year for me.
Yeah.
But so was 24.
It's really, I think this is going to be a life-changing year for me, too. I've really been going through a metamorphosis, I feel like.
And
you're
going to be a beautiful butterfly. You will be a beautiful butterfly when you come out. But don't rush it. Gene and I actually talked about that.
Oh, no, you can't rush it.
You know,
people
on
keep
one
interrupting
of our
the
shows.
Healing too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this, people keep attacking me with this negativity, and it's like so non-conducive to healing, and it triggers me. And as a rape victim, one of the worst abuse cases in Indiana state history, you know, I do get triggered. I'm very spiritual. I was raised on esoteric science. My mother was an Aries who was able to reach ascended master status, which is unheard of. She is known worldwide throughout the spiritual community for her work with asteroid astrology and transcendental meditation.
Well, you do realize, Daisy, your mother's journey is not your journey.
I know that.
And this is something I've had to come to terms with. And I've had to really rethink my family status and my family relationships. We were put with people. We chose. You know we chose these people, right?
Yes. But my mother just wanted me to be happy, and so I've been just being me, being more authentic, and so I'm not choosing her path. I'm being more myself.
Good.
What we were always so suppressed here. We had to hide our gifts. I live in kind of a backwards place.
Well, it sounds like I might have lucked out when I was 17 and I left, because I'll tell you what, my place was backward. I mean, it was. There's no way I would have been able to, you know, have anything blossom at all, you know.
I'm going to tell you, when I don't know how old I was. I was a young teenager or maybe barely double digits when I felt that I was drowning. I felt like a fish in a tiny, tiny pond, and there was no oxygen. I could not breathe. And it took me 42 years to make the jump out of that little pond into big Atlanta and start my life over. And I'll never, never regret it. But there were times I tried to break out of my chrysalis before I was supposed to, and it was bad. It was not a good thing to do. So you have to take your time and
it's a process.
Grow at your own pace.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry that you had to have that trauma in your life. But
you know, my whole thing, Mary, is I feel, I know, in fact, that I would have healed more, but maybe it's because I have the group or jealousy of other people, but people purposely try to trigger me and piss me off and attack me. I don't know if it's because I'm a light worker, but they do. They really do.
They will, and I can tell you that I have family members that think I don't deserve the life I've got, that they feel that everything that I have was handed to me, that I never had to work as hard as they did. And they are vibrating from a very low energy.
Yes.
And it is hard when they pull you down, but you can do this. Do you wear gemstones of any kind?
Yes, of course.
What are you wearing right now?
Every day I wear my mother's, my heirloom grandmother's amethyst, which is a very special spiritual ring. My grandmother was a psychic medium, actually. I had three grandmothers, and they all were. One of them was not biological. And I also am wearing a hematite. I have a fluorite bracelet on my right wrist. Around my neck, I have a citrine with other stones interwoven and a double Rochesterite for trauma healing, silver pendant with large stones on it, and a goddess necklace, along with silver, which is the only thing I wear.
How often do you cleanse your stones?
I use selenite frequently on a daily basis. I smudge.
That's good. What are you smudging with?
White sage right now. I'm probably going to get some Palo Santo.
Yeah, get you some Palo Santo. It has a totally different energy. And I'll tell you another stone that I just learned about. Lepidolite.
Well, they didn't have any available when I went to. I was actually going to pick some up, but they didn't have any at the where I go to the spiritualist camp to get all my supplies. There's a spiritualist camp 2 blocks.
Lepidolite is really good for calming energy.
Love Lepidolite. I have one like right here next to me. It actually balances all 7 chakras. I have it in my hand right now. It's purple. Yeah. I got some beautiful new stones. Did you see them? I posted them on Facebook. I got this gorgeous, huge standing amethyst point.
I saw that. Awesome. Yeah. It was a great stone.
Gorgeous. And that fluorite heart gene, you would love that. I thought of you when I got it.
Fluorite's
I'm looking at it right
favorites.
Now.
If somebody had to say, do you have a favorite? And I've had never been able to, but if I had to, I'd probably say fluorite.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then I got that quartz tower, and it is, like, so beautiful. It looks like a castle for fairies or something. It's just so gorgeous. It really does. It's just amazingly beautiful the way it reflects light.
Well,
and I got a brutalated rose quartz wand.
Oh, I love that.
With
oh,
copper. It was infused with copper. And it has a prism tip, so, you know, you can use the collar. Gene likes to use collar, but you can use collar by using the prism as a tip of the wand to, you know, alter your energy, and you know what I mean? To choose the frequency on which you want to emit.
The sponsor of our Manifest Monday show, her name is Jillian Harris, And she uses color and gemstones as well as sound to help her manifest and change things in her life.
Yes, bells. I learned this from my grandmother. Sound frequency attracts your spirit guides and attracts your ascended masters and your spirit team and our angels. You need a clear sounding bell. It has to be a very clear, they like the more higher pitch, the more clear tones, the better. Mm-hmm. I use my grandmother's bell. I'll ring it. Hold on. You hear it? I like to use my ancestors' spiritual items. I feel like they have more power.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that I actually have found as useful is my recorder. I find when I am playing the recorder, especially, you know, I worked with this old house for the last couple years. And one of my favorite things is to go over there to the house and just me and the spirits that live there and play and dance, and I can feel them all dancing around me and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Dance is meditation.
Yeah,
I was
a
dancer. I used to be a professional dancer, and I never felt closer to God than when I danced, and I still feel that way. It's like my medicine. Music and dance are my medicine.
Yeah, awesome.
Felt drawn to sing, and I was singing, and Kenny, my cat, looked up at me like, "Who do you think you are?" I said, "Get used to it, cat, because I'm going to be singing a lot more because it's just important for me."
Well, I'll tell you something, Mary. This vision I have is going to, this Be Unique tour is going to include a lot of singing and dancing. I'm talking about
whether they like it or not, they're going to hear me.
Yep. So there you go. Everybody's going to get a chance to sing and dance.
That's really cool.
So
how many cats do you have, Mary? Just one?
Just the one cat. There's only room in this house for that one cat. He is larger than life. Gene can tell you.
I was going to say, Kenny totally is like two cats. You know, he's just he's himself. He takes up his presence, you know.
Oh, man. I've got six. I'm a cat hoarder. I just love the little energetic things. They're all rescues. It wasn't planned. I just kept rescuing them, but I'm at my limit.
Oh, yeah.
But we love them so much. They're just such a joy to our lives.
You don't want to be a crazy cat lady, do you? Or do you?
I think I've already become that.
You're already the crazy cat lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too late. Too late.
Too late.
Hey, you guys, you want to say hi to Brian?
Sure.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, radio people?
How you doing?
How's it going out there?
I wasn't sure if you were a human or if you were going to be one of the cats.
Well, I'm human, I think.
That's her hubby.
Well, you don't meow husband. Like my cat does, that's for sure. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, we love our cats. We just got one not too long ago. It's about 10 months old, and it's huge. It's about our biggest cat. It's awesome. Going to be a huge cat, so we're happy with it. It's orange. It's got this other orange cat that really took an interest to it, and they're best friends now, so it's nice.
Do your orange cats talk?
You know, they make noises, yeah. I think they kind of talk to each other a little bit.
My cat is...
They like to play a lot. You always hear them running around the house, jumping on each other.
When we got Kenny,
we love cats.
17 years ago, he was a year old, and it was kind of funny because we were discussing, Curtis and I, we were discussing getting married, and he said, "We should see if we can have a baby together." I'm like, "I'm 40, way over than 40. I don't think so." But anyway, he said, well, then let's get a cat. And I said, well, we could get a cat, I suppose. I've always had dogs in my house. I mean, I've always had big dogs, like Great Danes and Mastiffs. So I said, yeah, I guess I could handle a cat. He said, well, it has to have at least one white foot. It has to be orange, and he needs to be vocal. He needs to be an adult, and he needs to be already neutered. So we just put it out there to the universe, not even knowing how to manifest at that point in our life. And all of a sudden, this cat shows up, 4 white feet, and he has so many different vocalizations. It's insane.
Wow.
And we pretty much, I can tell you, if he needs me to quit on the computer and go sit on the couch, or if he needs food, or if he's just ready to go outside and hang on the porch for a while and look at lizards.
Yeah, orange cats are amazing. I think they're probably one of the smartest kinds of cats.
Tell him how Delilah has that.
Yeah, our first orange cat we got, she's got kind of digits on her paws, like little fingers.
She's been tested.
So it's like she's a little advanced, and she's so smart, and she's got these little alien eyes, but they're real
and
cute.
Every time I have a
yeah, Daisy, if she'll have a seizure, Delilah comes up to her and makes sure she's okay and stuff, so she really cares about it.
Now, you can't go wrong with the cat who knows that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we love our cats, yeah. Well, I'll let you guys talk to Daisy again. It was nice to talk to y'all. I just wanted to say hi.
It was nice to talk to you,
man.
Brian. I'm glad I got to talk to you.
God bless y'all.
See ya.
Thank you,
okay,
and God bless you, too. Namaste.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey.
You guys are talking about your orange cats, and I got to tell you about this 20-pound orange Tom that I lived with. Man, he showed me the picture,
I think.
Oh, you tell this guy, he was a little wimpy cat, but he was a big alpha, and he would get going in that house. The floor was wood, and it was off the ground, you know, and so he'd get running really through that house. It sounded like buffalo going through the house.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Yeah, those orange cats are wild.
Yeah. Well, now, Daisy, we were talking about Social Security a little bit ago. About have you thought about doing that? I mean, Mary said she's thinking of doing it.
Daisy's not old enough. She's still a babe in diapers.
No, you guys don't understand that I'm supposed to be getting a multi-million-dollar abuse settlement. That's why I can't apply for it.
You're not old enough to apply for Social Security anyway.
No, I mean disability.
Well,
I thought you were talking about Social Security disability.
Well,
we're talking about old people's disability.
But I know you had mentioned online when we were in a conversation that.
We were talking about that. Mary said it was that we would be able to apply if it was, what did you say, 61?
62. Typically, now if you're applying for disability benefits, that's a whole other ballpark.
No, I'm not applying for any of that because I'm supposed to be getting this abuse settlement from the state of Indiana. Because of all the abuse on me. I have one of the worst cases in Indiana state history, narcissism control abuse cases.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm still on a form of probation. My original rapist that raped me at 3 years old, he went to boys school. His record was expunged because of my granny. My maternal grandmother raised him, but he was not her grandchild. She was her grandchild by marriage, but she did everything for him. And he raped me when I was 3, and because of it, I'm what's called a good borderline. I have borderline personality disorder. They develop But the abuse has continued on throughout my life, and because of the treatment, they were able to develop hypnosis. So they would hypnotize me, abuse me, and then I wouldn't remember it, but all the emotions would be stored in my body, and then I would act out. Well, they would do it on purpose. When I would act out, then they would get me in trouble, and they would throw me in jail or something, or, you know. And all to cover up their heinous crimes, and it's just rape culture around here is sickening, and it's like I'm really scared I might not make it out of here alive, honestly. I feel that way sometimes, and I've been poisoned at least 3 times by them, and it's been proven. There's corruption at the hospitals, and I know I sound crazy, like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm not.
Well, no, I don't think that's it, but I think, you know, I'm just hearing what you're up against, and I think I would go move somewhere that I didn't have to, like,
but
deal
how?
With at least every day.
I have no
day.
Money. I have absolutely nothing. They stole
well, we need to
my
manifest
inheritance.
You. We
my
need to
grandfather.
Manifest you a move. We need to manifest you a move. Figure out where you want to go, where you want to do, and we'll get together. We'll manifest it.
We need to.
Yeah, just make
well, that,
your
we can,
make
we
your
can do that
plan.
Right here, right
and,
now. Because,
you know, I've
sure.
actually been I've okay. actually been working on that, and I have some plans. I have some work I'm going to be doing this evening, and I also have some big plans for this upcoming full moon. I really feel like after this next new moon or full moon that will be the completion of what I meant to do. I really being felt led by spirit right now. I'm kind of being kept in a void, and there's a purpose that I am, and I know what it is, and I know why. And as soon as I complete those things, you know.
Okay. I just wrote this in my book, and Jean can tell you about the power in my book. It's a special little manifest journal.
Yep, it works. It works.
Daisy is safe, secure, and fully balanced wherever she is. You don't have to move.
Awesome.
Angels
yes.
surround you. I'm going to write that in my book next.
Archangel Michael shows up every time. He saved my life over and over again. I've had probably 7 NEDs.
What is
or
an
NDEs?
NED? What is
NDE,
that?
Near-death experience.
Oh, okay. I don't know, and a lot of listeners don't know. I just wrote, angels always surround Daisy. And so it is. Thank you, Gus. Make it so.
Amen.
Amen. And Jesus
amen, amen.
Holy name.
It is. It's amazing. I got this journal about a year and a half ago, and I have written things in it that I look back at it and I'm like, whoa, how did that happen?
Yeah,
and
I need to do that more. You know, I know things I need to do, but when you're in the midst of trauma, you know that trauma brain, it gets you confused, and you can't. Big thing for me, the biggest symptoms have been short-term memory and problems with spelling, and I used to be a spelling bee champion. And I have a photographic memory, so I've really been struggling a lot.
Well, let's change that. We can change that. You can.
I'm doing everything.
About...
I know how. I'm in therapy. I'm still dealing with a toxic narcissistic network here. You know.
Well, I told
there's
Jean
nothing
earlier
I can do
today.
About it.
I told
well,
you
I'll
earlier
right
today
now.
That I'm just now accepting and acknowledging my own power. And I think that you already know how strong you are. You know what to do. It's real easy for any of us to tell other people what they must do, what they should do, what we think is good advice. But when mm-hmm. when we take that power and bring it back to ourselves and accept that you are everything that you need
it's
to
over.
Be, you have all the tools right there in front of you. You already know what you need to do. You mm-hmm. just make it so. And what I do is I always speak what I want to have happen in the present tense with authority. I
mm-hmm.
don't let
it's
it I don't
belief.
Let it be clouded. Exactly. You have to believe
it's
that what
total,
you want.
And you have to completely believe with all your heart that God can create miracles. And through this, I have over and over again created phenomena throughout my life.
Yeah.
That is how I harness it.
The fact that you're still here is proof of that.
Exactly.
And what I would recommend is that you no longer think of yourself as a victim, but think of yourself as a survivor.
That's how I have been. I've switched that thinking. I've just, I've been so low down and sick and, God, everything at once, just overwhelmed.
I just did a manifest lesson on our Manifest Monday show about healing. And while I was doing the lesson, I realized, I'm in the process of healing myself from some physical ailments. And mm-hmm. it takes a minute to stop and reconnect and go, wait a minute. This physical stuff I'm dealing with is just a manifestation of what's on the inside.
What's going exactly internally.
And when we can manage what's on the inside, then we can turn around what's happening on the outside. Gus and I have an agreement. I have to live to be 137 just to get finished everything that I want to get accomplished in this lifetime. I know I've lived at least 5. I'm not sure how many others. But at least 5 lifetimes. And I have a lot I want to finalize before I get out of this one. And in order for me
I have one incarnation left. I have the possibility to transcend in this lifetime for this to be my last.
Wow. Lucky you.
Yeah.
But not lucky me, because I'm telling you the lessons are
hard. They hurt.
They almost killed me over and over again.
Those lessons, we learn from the people that we're put on here with. We learn compassion, patience, tolerance, humility. And we learn a lot of things we don't want to learn, but we have to. When I started looking at the people that I considered my abusers as my teachers, it changed the power hierarchy completely.
Mm.
Totally changed
it. Because the hardest lessons, the lessons that we learn the deepest, are those that we learn from pain.
Well, if you think about it, as a small child, if you put your hand on a hot stove, you learn really quickly not to do that again. If you start playing with your dog or your cat while it's eating and it bites you or scratches you, you learn if you're not, you learn quickly, you can play with the dog or the cat, but not while they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And as children, we learn these lessons, but sometimes as adults, we forget either those particular lessons, or we forget the lessons that we should have learned in a previous lifetime, and we have to start all over again. And I will tell you, God sometimes uses a 2x4 to get my attention. Over
me
and
too,
over.
Because I've got a stubborn heart.
Well, I can tell you a quick example of one time when God was speaking to me. For a couple of weeks, I had an inclination to call Marge. I should call Marge. And every time I think call Marge, I would also think, why? What would I say? I don't know her that well. Well, you know, what would we talk about? And would she want me to call her? And I overthought and over-rationalized and analyzed up and down for about 2 weeks. And then, you know, this was more than 30 years ago when long-distance phone calls were long-distance calls and cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Today's
yeah.
generation doesn't understand that. But
yes,
I had a call from another friend named Teresa, and she called me up. She goes, you need to call Marge. I said, that's so funny you would say that. I've been thinking about calling her for 2 weeks. She said, I know. God told me you're too damn stubborn to listen to him. He figured you might listen to me. I'm like, how do you know that? She said, God talks to me all the time. And I thought, nobody, God doesn't talk to people. But that's when I realized that that little voice, that little nudge that says, like with Gene, time to move on, time to do this, time to,
oh my goodness.
You know, we feel these urges, or we get discontent, or we start thinking, I don't want to do this anymore. That's God saying, I've got something better for you.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
And if you don't listen,
he's
going to
pull out
up,
that big old stick.
Turn up
oh,
the two
yeah.
Four. Oh, my word. And I'll tell you what.
I've been hit by the stick plenty of times.
Oh, man.
Well,
I
believe
is,
it.
My thing is that I've had enough success and getting through enough of this that it actually, thankfully, when it happens, I actually had joy when it really hit big, because it was like, oh, my God, this is so unusual. This
yeah.
apparently is one I need to work on. It just can't go past me the way, you know, all the others I've been working on so hard. So
yeah.
I'm like, woohoo! When you
get off the wrong path and step over to the correct path, you know it.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah, you feel it. It's
yeah.
alignment.
Yep.
I'm an omnivist.
Yeah.
I take truth from everything where I see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, it's just exciting. There's so much good and fun and happy going on, and you know, of course, there's a lot of folks that aren't seeing that. They're actually seeing the opposite out there. I had a conversation with somebody talking about all this stuff going on in the world, and you know what? Since I turned off my TV, I don't even know what's going on.
I don't either. What is going on?
I don't know.
Nothing
but
that we need to do.
I'm gonna wait for the reruns, you know, and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, I look at it like this. If there's something really important, somebody will tell me about it. But
yeah.
I also feel like there is absolutely nothing in the world that I need to know about. And it's funny because Jennifer, one of our Be Unique co-founders, often says, well, we can never get Mary out of her home. That's because I like it here. And I like all the people and the cats here. I don't have to worry about running into anybody that might say or do something that I have to either argue with or defend. But I also...
I do the same thing. I stay home all the time.
I have no problem being home. And a lot of that's because I'm a writer. So if I'm not editing or working on Be Unique, which is most of the time, then I am working on some of my personal stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much that I can do without leaving home that I don't need to worry about that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
So I want to know something. I'm very curious. How long have you been married to Brian?
Well, we've been together for 12 years. We are actually not legally married. But
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I just want to know how long you've been together. How'd you meet him?
we were actually put together by my mom, she arranged it to be a chance meeting because she knew I would never accept, you know, being placed with someone. So she found somebody that...
two dead people put me together with my husband.
But anyway, one time I went to a festival, right? This is so crazy. I went to a festival and they used that hypnosis thing on me. I was hanging out with these guys, and one of the guys was Brian, and this was like when I was only 20 years old. Okay? No, I was 23. And I was at this festival hanging out with these guys in this recording studio, and they were doing their music, and we were having a really good time. And then the next thing I remember, I'm missing time, you know what I mean? And then I've come to find out later what had happened was my cousin Brad had told one of the guys that Brian was with about my treatment, how it could be abused, and then he could rape me, and he got me in alone, did it to me, and was raping me. Brian heard the sounds I make are like a child, a baby, and he heard the sounds, Brian did. He ran in there, literally almost beat the guy to death.
Oh, wow.
And saved me. And then I was made to forget it, you know, with the hypnosis. And Brian kept talking about over and over again how he'd met this beautiful girl named Daisy, and why did they do that to her? And he did this for years. And I didn't even know that. And I didn't even really know Brian. And then, let's see, so my mom, I was with somebody that was beating me up and stuff and cheating on me, and I was about 29 years old. So this is, you know, at least 7 years later. And this whole time, Brian wouldn't be with anybody else. He would reject every other girl, and he would always talk about this beautiful girl, Daisy, that and we just met that one time. And so my mom remembered that. And even though she knew there were some problems with his family, she arranged it so with other people so we would have a chance meeting. And when we met, we connected immediately. It was kind of like, but I was like, I was still in this toxic relationship. I said, well, I have a boyfriend and he doesn't like me talking to other guys. I said, but if you want to be friends, I guess we could be friends. And then my boyfriend ends up getting locked up, and I end up staying with Brian as a friend, renting his room. I was renting a room. I was paying rent because I was working as a waitress. We weren't sleeping together for about 3 or 4 months. And then it just naturally happened. And we've been together ever since.
That's really cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Awesome, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and there were some other little chance meetings like that seemed divinely orchestrated.
They are,
you know, that led up to it.
That's the thing. I'm really, the more I realize it, I'm just kind of over the last few recent years really coming to understand this, that how things just work. There are no coincidences. It just you got to go through the steps, and who you meet is there for a reason. You know, one of the things that helped me. Honestly, one of the things that helped me get some peace more than anything else in the whole wide world, I think, is when I started going through my life and seriously, immediately, first thing before anything else, I consider other people I see, everyone around me, as me, a different version of me.
Mm-hmm.
And using that concept.
Expressing itself in a different divine expression.
Exactly. Because I literally, once I started doing that, literally either remember myself being in that exact situation or could totally imagine myself easily in that situation. You know, no matter who they are, anybody, you know. It's crazy. Crazy. Just floating along is all we can really do, you know, and just be grateful and ask for more that we want to have happen. And I'm excited because this whole, I guess it's the cosmic energies now are just insane.
They are. We've had solar storms, flares.
Mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely insane. And I am affected so much.
Oh,
you know?
I definitely am. I know that one of the things that I've been I did pretty well is I have been manifesting, you know, that the universe go ahead and get rid of anything that doesn't serve me. And of course, you know, the patience thing. I learned though that I might want to be a little bit more specific going forward. because, you know, when things is kind of, it's almost like they sent Callie to check it out or something. To take care of it, you know, like, so, you know, you got to, it's just asking you shall receive, I figure, but you be specific a little bit. And so I'll tell you what, oh man, you know what? Oh, all right. Well, listen, I want to point out since we're getting toward, I just noticed we're not completely out of time, but I do want to say, because I want to make sure that we say about the Social Security thing,
mm-hmm.
that when I looked, everybody's telling me that I can do it at 61. And I looked, and I don't think I can do it till 63.
Well, let's look it up right now. I have the capability for that.
And that's actually why I interrupted everything. Because I just wanted to do that, and I wanted to find out. Because, I mean, I think what they were
Google
doing,
Gene, here you go. You can get Social Security retirement benefits as early as 62.
Okay.
However, we will reduce your benefit if you retire before your full retirement age.
For example,
if you retire, if you turn 62 in 2021, your benefit is reduced almost 30%.
Jeez.
So your best bet is to retire at 66 years and 10 months. I should have waited a few months before I retired. Oh.
Can you cancel it?
No, I can't cancel it.
Oh, darn. Well, I don't know. I know that I'm anxious to, because I just know that I spent about 50 years giving it to them, and I want some of it back, and I don't want to get 50 years to get it back, you know? I want to spend it.
Yeah.
I got stuff to buy. Got to do some stimulus here, you know?
Well, now this says if I retire at age 66, I get 100%, and I am 66.
Well, there you
go.
So
I'm okay.
You're going to be rolling in the dough.
Yeah, right. I worked for the county for a while. That wasn't much money. So how old are you, Gene?
I am 60.
Okay. You should, if you wait until you're 62, you'll get 75% of your benefits.
So they must have just changed all these laws like in the last 2 years.
I don't know.
When I get back from the Be Unique tour next year, I'll go ahead and sit down and check it out and see what I can find. So, do you hear anything between now and then?
By that time,
maybe
Be Unique will be able to hire you as our event coordinator.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm thinking that what I had thought, actually, when I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do in a retirement situation, because Social Security is not that much, and I kept thinking of all these other ways that I could, you know, supplement it, you know, because I guess you can earn a little bit of money over and above, but
you
I
can.
Was reading, I was reading about the 18th century practice of having living garden gnomes as a form, a show of opulence by the aristocracy. And so I was thinking I would be the quintessential perfect living garden gnome for somebody with a giant garden. And they could just let me wander in it.
I'm so glad I didn't start my garden. I was depressed and I was upset with myself for not starting it yet. But we got freaking snow yesterday. So I'm so glad I didn't.
Oh,
I beat the frost.
But you know what?
See,
I'll bet you,
don't ever underestimate your intuition.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well,
so I chose the right time, so I'm really trying to get my health back up and energized, because that's my favorite thing to do, is to be out in my garden. I'm a Virgo moon, and I just love working on the flowers.
Well, it should be nice and warm here shortly, you know, a few weeks.
I had mammoth sunflowers that grew to be 12 foot tall.
Nice.
Last year. Tons of seeds. Mary, I can send you some. I have tons. I saved all the seeds from them. So I have extra.
I love some.
I have two different types. I have these real tall ones, the ones that go 12 feet tall. They have the dark colored centers with the yellow. And then I have ones that grow about maybe 10 feet tall, but they're way huger heads, and they're all gold.
Wow.
I have seeds for both of the extra seeds. If you guys would both like some, I could send you some.
I would love some.
Well, just message me your address, and I'll send you just a packet in the mail.
Awesome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
If
I've got so much extra. I mean, you know.
Well, if you send them to Mary, a few extra for me, then when I go into the studio, I can she'll give them to me, because I definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just send them all to Mary, and I will put them in two separate bags and label them so you know which is
good,
which.
Good, because otherwise I'll plant them all.
But yeah, I'm gonna have a whole.
We're down to 2 minutes, folks.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do? I mean, I didn't put any sort of closing music on, because I didn't know about
that part. I can.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, you can't put a closing music. What I'll do is I'll run that ad that says if you like the show.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I brought my recorder just in case.
Well, that's always cool.
I want to hear Gene play the recorder.
Well, then we'll let Gene play the recorder. All you got to do is listen to Take a Break with Gene and Mary, and you'll hear it.
I know. I'm just teasing.
That's fun. No, it's a, you know, actually one of the things that we do on the show, Daisy, that we really like to do is to go ahead and have some parting words from each of us. And Mary and I each have things that we like to say, generally along the lines of something that we generally say every time. But we'd like to hear maybe if you have any just final parting words that you'd like to share with the world. 67 countries we're on now.
No, really, wow.
Yeah, your voice is carried across the globe.
It would be a spiritual message.
That's perfect.
It would be a spiritual message of hope, and it would be that things are darkest before the dawn, and that everything that is coming apart to come back together for a more beautiful and more evolved, perfect purpose centered around love. And we all need to hold that vision of love and keep it steady and operate from that. Further moving forward, it's going to be through the heart-operated unity consciousness. And that includes God. I don't care what religion you believe in. It's all God. It's all a God. It's all the same. It's all love. That's what God is. It's love, and that's what it's about, love. And that's the message I would like to leave.
Awesome.
Oh, that's a beautiful message.
Well, thank you so much. Yes.
And all I want to say is whatever you do, be kind, because you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah. I of all people,
yep,
should know that the most. But when I'm in the midst of my hurt and my pain,
sometimes
I get triggered, and I'm working so hard on it.
I have a friend who says, sometimes I can't get out of my human. And it's like, I can't get out of my own way sometimes. But I'm manifesting as hard as I can. I don't have to do it hard. I just did it. You are surrounded by angels. And no matter where you go from now on, you are going to be at peace. And you are going to feel safe, secure, and balanced.
Thank
I know
you so
that.
Much,
and I
want
to. You're welcome. And I want to add my parting words before the show cuts off real quick. I want to add something to that manifestation for Daisy. If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. If Daisy's not having fun, help her do it right.
That's right.
Right, Jean.
Okay.
If Jean's the one that helps me have fun on Facebook.
Awesome. that's what it's all about. It's
yeah,
fun.
It is.
If you're not having fun, you're not doing it right. So
He's the Be Unique Director of Fun. And on that, I'm going to let Colin take us out of here. Bye, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling in,
bye.
Daisy.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye, Daisy. See you
Love
around.
You.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.